Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Working abroad has become a fad. Everyone wants to work abroad. But there are some global employment rules unfavorable for Indians. Hello, I'm Aprajita and you are listening to Why Not Mint Money podcast.
Welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started with your money journey.
I'll tell you about mandatory social security contributions in the US and UK and how some Indians lose every single penny of that contribution when they return to India. Considering recent Karnataka High Court ruling, this unfair treatment is expected to only get worse. I'll explain how. Let's talk about the social security rules in the US first. So when you go to the US to work, a part of your salary goes into funding social security schemes in that country. And if you come back to India before 10 years, before making contributions for up to 10 years, then all contributions you made so far go in vain. It means a good portion of your salary is like a charity to the social security schemes in the US. Now, same goes for the UK also. UK is no different. Contribution to national insurance in the UK is mandatory. We call it NI, National Insurance. If you contribute for less than 10 years and come back to your home country, you are not going to get your contributions back. Whatever you have contributed so far in national insurance, it will go in vain. See, you may have seen that a lot of Indians from tech companies go there on a project basis for the short term. They are there for a short period of time working on projects. So obviously, they'll be there for less than 10 years. They'll come back in 3 years, 5 years, or at the max 7 years, surely less than 10 years. Now, they end up funding healthcare and pension of citizens based in the US and UK with their own salary. So the kind of contributions you make while working in those countries, it's not less, it's a good chunk of your salary. So you have to be very considerate about it that yes, this money you are not going to get back if you have no plans to stay there for more than 10 years. Now let's come to the other side of the story. You may wonder what happens to UK-US employees coming to India. Well, it is mandatory for UK, US, or for that matter, any foreign national to contribute to Employee Provident Fund, which is the retirement pension scheme in India. For them, this contribution is 12% of their entire salary. For us Indians, it is 12% of the basic salary, not the full salary. But for foreign nationals coming from countries such as UK and UK, they have to contribute 12% of their entire salary, and employer also has to match the same contribution. So all in all, foreign nationals contribute 24% of their salary to EPF. But there is no limit of minimum number of years for which they have to contribute before getting eligible to access their contributions. It means even if they work for 1 year in India, they will still get their contributions at the retirement age applicable in India for EPF contribution, which is 58 years. Now, this rule is specific for US and UK employees. You need to understand the concept of Social Security Agreement, the concept of SSA and non-SSA country to have a better understanding of it. Talking about other countries, India has signed Social Security Agreements with 21 countries, such as Canada, Australia, Germany, Norway, Netherlands. 21 countries are there with which India has signed social security agreements. And we call those countries SSA country, SSA social security agreement. So employees from SSA countries get a choice whether to contribute to EPF or continue contributing to the pension scheme of the home country, of the country from where they are coming. And if they do contribute to EPF, then they can withdraw it when they leave their job and move back to their home country. The withdrawal condition of that withdrawal at the age of 58 years is not applicable for SSA countries. It applies only for non-SSA countries, and UK and US are our non-SSA countries. We don't have any social security agreements with them. Here I must say that India does want to sign SSA with the UK and the US, but there hasn't been any positive development to it. And experts that I have spoken to, they say that less number of employees come from the UK and US to work in India, and a great number of Indians go abroad, go to the US and UK there. So it's not a level playing field. So this is the reason why it seems that US and UK governments are not ready to get into social security agreement with India. But discussions are on, and let's hope that we do end up having an agreement. But here comes the twist. Karnataka High Court recently came out with a ruling scrapping the need for foreign nationals to invest in EPF. Now, Karnataka High Court says, while Indians get a choice whether to contribute to EPF or not, if their basic salary is more than 15,000 per month, foreign nationals do not get that choice. Even if their basic salary, or for that matter, even if their full salary is more than 15,000, they still have to contribute to EPF. So rules are unequal. They called it unconstitutional. And if this ruling is upheld by Supreme Court, then foreign nationals will not be mandated to invest in EPF. What will be its repercussions? One, unfair treatment will only get worse. UK-US employees will not be investing in EPF in the first place. Obviously, if they'll get a choice, then they will not invest in EPF. And even if they do, they will get to withdraw that amount when they cease to be an employee of an Indian company. Meaning, when they go back to their country, they don't have to wait for turning 58 years of age. They can withdraw it right after leaving the job, the way we do Indians. This is not the case with us. We have to first contribute for more than 10 years, and then also there are difficult rules for withdrawals. Now, second repercussion. Social security agreements with 21 SSA countries that we have, these agreements will lose its value. There will be no point in signing new SSAs also. After all, when there will be no mandate for foreign nationals to invest in EPF, then what sort of relief will they seek from SSAs, right? So only India will be seeking the relief from foreign countries, which is highly unfair. It will be mandated for us Indians working abroad to contribute to respective social securities in foreign countries, but foreign nationals coming to India will get a choice. So we have to be mindful of it. This is it. In this episode, I wanted to highlight the unfair treatment Indians get abroad compared to foreign nationals coming to India. I hope I could explain it. Track this development very closely and hope for a sane verdict from the Supreme Court if the matter reaches that stage. Signing off now. For more such interesting podcasts, keep tuning into hdsmartcast.com. Thank you. This is it for today. You can follow me on X, my handle apri_sharma. You can also find my profile on LinkedIn by searching my full name, which is Aparajita Sharma. Keep visiting hdsmartcast.com for more such informative podcasts. Bye-bye.
Just
stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.